It's entirely too easy to overlook that senior citizen standing in line with you at the post office or at the grocery store. But take the time, strike up a conversation, and you may well be astounded at what that senior has done or lived through in his or her lifetime. That's why we wanted to tell you about something called the Legacies Project. It was launched in Ann Arbor, and it brings seniors and high school students together in a very special way. Here to explain all of this is the co-founder of the Legacies Project, Jimmy Rhodes. Welcome to Stateside.
Great to be here.
And joining Jimmy is a teacher at Skyline High School in Ann Arbor, where students have been interviewing Ann Arbor seniors. Patricia Jenkins, welcome to the program.
Thank you very much. It's also good to be here.
Jimmy, I want to start with what led you to co-found the Legacies Project.
It's really a personal story. My dad died in 1993. I was in my 20s, and we weren't talking. And it's not that we were estranged, but, you know, what 20-year-old wants to talk sex, drugs, and rock and roll with your dad, you know, the old man.
Yeah.
So we just talked about things to keep it light, right? The avoidance
surface
topic.
Stuff.
Yeah. How about those lions?
Yeah.
And that was never a good conversation to have. So we just avoided it. And then you get that notice from a doctor, you know, 6 months to a year to live, cancer. Mm-hmm. And I'm living in Chicago at the time. And every weekend I would drive in. And I decided on a drive in, now's the time. I got to get to know this guy. And I talked to him in a way I'd never spoken with him before. And I knew him, you know, characters revealed over time.
Sure.
But I found out more about his biography in the last 6 months of his life than I did in the previous 26. And it was a transformative experience. And then the flip side of that is a couple of years later, I had an aunt who died, who had no children, had never married, they don't call them these anymore, but at the time it was a nursing home.
Mm-hmm.
And it wasn't a good situation. There's some very good situations and there's some very bad situations. She was in a bad situation. And just making my way to her room would take 40 minutes. There'd be a lineup of old women in chairs, wheelchairs, grabbing at my arm, literally saying, honey, will you just talk to me for 5 minutes? So it would take an hour to get to her room just because I would sit and chat with people. And I realized there was a therapeutic value in having your stories heard and appreciated for the seniors. And the missing piece was when we're like, well, boy, how can we cast a wide, wide net to get a lot of these stories? Because when you aggregate them into a database, they have more value when you have overlap, content overlap, multiple points of view on a topic. And I said, we need free labor. And, of course, that's students. But there had to be an exchange. So we created curriculum around it, and we tried to make it an enriching experience for students so that we could basically say, listen, we need you to do this work for this archive so that future generations, these stories won't be lost to them. But we're going to try to make it such a valuable, such an enriching experience for you that it's totally worth it.
Yes. So as a teacher then, Patricia Jenkins, tell me how you can incorporate the Legacies Project in working with your students and what it means to them.
Well, I lead one of four magnet programs at Skyline High School. This program deals with communication, media, and public policy. It's a three-year program, so I have sophomores, juniors, and seniors. And the goal is to have them become video producers as well as policy analysts. The Legacies Project is a perfect fit because their junior year, they focus on acquiring those video production skills. And so through Legacies, we do some training in how to work with seniors, some gerontology training. We do some training about how to interview subjects and human experimentation, sort of the institutional review protocols. So they get that training before they meet their seniors. And then when they meet their seniors, they learn how the Legacies Project is a way for them to understand how to put equipment together, how to put together a camera, the importance of audio, the importance of lighting, the importance of active listening, asking questions, being able to ask follow-up questions on the spot, and building that relationship, that intergenerational relationship with their senior citizens, building that trust. And then they also, Legacies gives them a real-world opportunity to do the video editing, to take all of the stories that they've heard, all the wonderful sort of life stories they've heard, find one that really resonates with them and edit that down into a shorter version, a 3 to 5 minute segment that that we show to the community. So it hits a lot of buttons. It hits sort of skill buttons in video production and editing. It hits sort of those world of work skills in terms of listening, being on time, how do you greet someone, handshake, eye contact, how do you dress appropriately for a senior, all of those skills. And there's this added bonus of reinforcing what they've learned about U.S. history, because they're talking to someone who's lived through maybe Vietnam War, the Civil Rights Movement, has been born in their house, ghosts. I mean, they're learning about real history through the lives of a real person. And it's very transformative. I think one of the things that surprised me was how well the students bond with their senior and bond with each other as they hear, they're all together sort of hearing these life stories.
So this is a win-win-win. Everywhere you look at it, this is win-win-win.
Absolutely.
You brought a couple of examples of the students' work.
Oh, yeah. I brought in one. Somebody that many of your listeners may have heard of, Ethel Potts. She goes by Epi, usually Epi Potts. She got into politics, and she is to this day very politically active. And it was great hearing her encourage students to be politically engaged. And she talked about how she got hooked on local politics.
I joined a group that picketed the city council for a fair housing ordinance. And then we all went into the council chamber and they passed the ordinance and then everybody went home. But I didn't. I stayed because I could look at their agenda and some other things seemed interesting. So I sort of got hooked on council meetings to see the what was happening locally. And what happens with most people, something happens in their neighborhood. The bulldozers arrive next door and they suddenly get really interested in what's going on.
That's wonderful. Well, tonight is when these will be screened, these videos, the Glacier Hills Senior Living Community. It's at 7 p.m. At the Hansen Room in the Manor Building. And you can learn a lot more about the Legacies Project, including watching some of the oral history sessions on their website, legaciesproject.org. And we've been speaking with co-founder Jimmy Rhodes and Pat Jenkins, a teacher at Skyline High School. Thanks so much for sharing with us today.
Thank you.
You're welcome.